And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
We are exploited. We are downtrodden. We are denied not only civil rights, but even human rights. So the only way we're going to get some of this oppression and exploitation away from us or aside from us is come together against a common enemy.
I don't want you to protest, I don't want you to ride, I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being, God damn it! My life has value!
We get together, have a few laughs.
Welcome to the Iowa Talk Guys podcast. I'm your host, TP.
And I'm E-Rock.
I'm your host, Theo.
And today, we have our favorite doctor in the house again, Dr. Slater Murphy. For those of you who don't know, go check out the last episode that we had with him. He's a fourth generation chiropractor from Palmer. He also has a degree from the University of Iowa.
Yeah.
And he...
Palmer College of Chiropractics in Davenport, Iowa, by the way.
If you know, you know. And he practices network spinal, specializes in that, and some other alternative methods to medicine and healing and stuff. Yeah. So
a lot of which is detailed in that last episode.
Yes, go listen to that last episode. So without further ado, Mr. Slater Murphy, how are you, Doc?
Hey, great to be back. Great to be hanging out, you guys.
Yeah, for awesome. Real. Thanks for joining us, man.
Yeah, it should be a pretty wild discussion we get into here, considering how vast and far-reaching the implications of truly are.
Yeah.
Scary.
So, tonight we're talking about the Wuhan flu. The Wu flu. You know, that one that kind of caused a ruckus in everybody's life.
Kung flu.
Remember when everybody was...
the Kung flu. The China.
The China virus.
It comes from China.
Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus?
It comes from China. That's why. It comes from China.
And just back then...
Funded by the United States.
Anybody who put something on social media about it possibly being a bioweapon lab leak was immediately censored.
That's right.
The news outlets told everybody to bastardize their families and anybody shame them publicly. All this craziness, right? But then 4 years later, we got senators, congressmen talking about this stuff. We have president-elects writing books about the stuff, right? So that's what we brought Slater on to talk about this evening, because he's done some extensive research into it, way more than what we could ever do. So we're bringing in the big guns for this one, folks.
That's right.
Yeah.
You bet. And I'm referencing the bigger guns. And that's Bobby Kennedy, and we got some Rand Paul on notice. And
yeah.
We got a little JRE, you know, everybody's been through there. People are talking about it.
Yeah.
And they've been talking about it.
And they should. I mean, let's not forget what happened. Like, we can't just go back to normal and just pretend like that was just a speed bump. That was just a bad dream that we had, and everybody, we're fine now.
I was going to say, people knew. I mean, we're not, the point of this is not we're rubbing this in your face. We're bringing you information.
Yes, that you need to know.
But people knew that something was wrong and you're being lied to. Now, here is the information. Here is the vindication. It's too late to do anything, probably.
But yeah, these are topics that reach into many different disciplines, many different angles of the stock market, many different orientations of health and well-being. This stuff, people are sick, and it's not by accident. That's scary.
And that's the real sickening part about it.
Yeah. And so we're going to probably have to get going here with some of the foundations. Where did this start? You know, where did Wuhan flu begin? Where did bioweapons begin? Where did vaccines get starting to be thrown into the mix so seriously? This is a lot going on.
Yeah, this is... This is going to be a banger. People, I feel it in my bones.
Yeah, people figured out in the Middle Ages, throw rotting corpses and, you know, with the catapults, like inside cities and whatnot.
Oh, spread disease.
Kill a lot of people.
And now all we have for fitness is Russian torture devices instead of hard work, a.k.a. treadmills.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Nobody likes to run.
Yeah. And it's funny because we've talked about bioweapons and, you know, nerve agents and stuff before that have made their way to America via Nazi German scientists, Operation Paperclip, and then MK Ultra. So go check out those series.
But yeah,
it is important to have a base and understand where this is all coming from and how it's wrapping together.
Or,
the know, tentacles coming together.
Examples of evil shit that people are willing to do.
Well, and so this has been going on since probably early prehistory and whatever else, but we're seeing a serious organization and industrialization of germ warfare ultimately as 100 years, you know, this is what's going on. Whatever they call it, first generation, second generation, third generation warfare, then you sometimes are getting into tanks and high-level weaponry and jets and, okay, then you get into nuclear. Well, then they have what's called nuclear equivalency, which is, hey, you can have just as much damage at how many cents per life. That's what some of these, like, research, quote-unquote, science, quote-unquote, this is what these people are studying with their lives. This is people's, like, how they make a living is doing these things. Yeah. That's silly.
Like the laboratory that they had at Auschwitz.
And Japan. Right. And
unit what?
Fort Detrick now is what a lot of what's coming to light is.
Domestic sites.
Yeah, this has been going on in America for pretty much definitely as long as the CIA has been around.
No way. All roads lead back to Langley. So that's surprising. Weird.
I had absolutely no idea that they were engaged in a war against the American people.
And that's the easy, you know, talking point is you just stamp those letters on it, because not many people as well know that the NSA is 50 times bigger than the CIA.
Yeah.
Et cetera.
Good Will Hunting told us that.
So who's all involved? That's the question.
Yeah. Who are some of the players here?
What is going on here? So let's go through it. Pharmaceutical companies.
Rockefeller.
That type of a thing. Big
pharma. Yeah.
Big pharma from the very beginning.
Petrol-based,
et cetera, that. But that all changed. The chemical pharmaceuticals and all that's a different discussion than what this topic specifically, I think, brought to light, which is the extremification of it. I was talking to somebody today. Do you actually know how many people got the COVID vaccine? Approximately?
No.
In the world?
In the world? No.
Do you know how many people are in the world?
About 8-9 billion, right?
Give or take 8, right. I think, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was like 7 something last year.
Yeah, high 7.
Yeah.
As of April 26th, 2024, the world population is 8.1 billion people.
5.5 billion people got some form of a COVID vaccine.
That's insane.
That's really insane. And where did the most of them not get it? Some of these African leaders stepped up and opposed it, and whatnot.
Afghanistan, out in rural areas also, yeah.
Yeah, if you just are, and that's one of the things that makes America so great is there are a lot of people that are actually still out in rural areas or semi-rural, non-major city, you know, population densities. And that's who's kind of finding out, like, if you go into inner city, urban jungle,
it's a totally different world.
You are out of the collective consciousness of the universal nature.
Toto, you know? We're not in Kansas anymore.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah.
So, with all that being said, it's in a bad way. Not about just the vaccine, but people's health. The vaccines, this is a tough thing to dive into for some people. So, we're not going to be careful so much as we're going to be conscientious of, you know, take it with a grain of salt. Do your own research. Take the time to dive into some of this stuff yourself. Get a few books. Don't just take a 2-second clip off of, you know, a government-funded site, blah, blah, blah. Like, we got to really dive in here.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great advice, dude. Love it.
So basically, a lot of it comes after World War II.
Shocker.
And then they're studying all of these other ways to infect and do damage to countries and people's lives. So they are going to do that however they can at the cheapest, most effective, most damaging. Who knows why these things have gone on, right? Who is to guess?
I mean, I have a little bit of a theory, but
how would that go? Who is behind all of this in a guy like yourself's mind?
In my mind, fallen angels.
Is this angels and demons basically?
I think that we at some are. Level? I think that we're where Lucifer fell to. That's what I believe.
I think if it was just for profit, I mean,
it was the Jews.
That would be one thing, dude.
Thanks, Iraq.
Yeah. If it was just for profit, that'd be really sick on that terms. But I don't think it's as simple as that. Like, I really do think
people don't actually love money that much.
Do you think there's a depopulation agenda?
Absolutely. The Georgia Guidestones. And people have said it as much now. It's easier to kill a million people than it is to control a million people.
How about Social Security coming up due for a bunch of old folks?
Yeah, absolutely. Zbigniew Brzezinski said that, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, well, they tried to kill them all off during COVID, remember? Knowingly sending sick employees back into those homes. And then they're like, oh, gosh, all these old folks died. Like, their bodies can't handle it, just like a flu.
Do you know how much money they got to put somebody on a ventilator?
Whoa, what geez. Each hospital got like was it like
a lot.
$7,000 a patient or something?
No, but because yeah. I'm out of that system.
An analysis by the Kaiser Family Foundation looked at average Medicare payments for hospital admissions for the existing diagnosis-related groups and noted that the quote average Medicare payment for respiratory infections and inflammations with major comorbidities or complications in 2017 was $13,297. For more severe hospitalizations, we use the average Medicare payment for a respiratory system diagnosis with ventilator support for greater than 96 hours, which was $40,218. Unquote. However, the CARES Act of 2020 created a 20% add-on to be paid for Medicare patients with COVID-19.
But here's the other thing with that. The ventilators thing is too, because they shut down all the routine, the daily checkups, routine surgeries and stuff. Hospitals are a business.
They are.
That are so, not doing well, to be honest.
No, they're not.
If they
they're
could not fudge the numbers and get a bunch of people on ventilators
or get
government funding. Sorry. Go ahead, Theo.
No, you're good.
You get
you're
a fine. Certain amount. You would get a certain amount if you classified it as a death based on
from COVID. Yes, you get more government funding.
We know that. We all know that.
So some of these, it's like there's different levels of trying to understand this. That's what makes it so difficult to talk about. So here's a couple ways to dive into it. One is, are you going to be sitting around here thinking there's like a council of 10 people that are making the world's decisions and are behind the scenes pulling all these strings? That's one layer of this.
Right.
Yeah.
It absolutely it's involved. Is.
There is another layer that is financial, corporate, etc. A lot of these people have no ill intent and are just in the along for the ride. Yeah.
Right. Well, unfortunately,
compartmentalization.
And that's where this is like a 15-level chess game, right?
There's because
they that's how they set the system up. It's a lot of layers. Yeah, that's how the system was set up. And besides, like, you know, take the spiritual aspect out of it, yeah, there's these people in charge, and it's a power thing, dude, because what they say about power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
That is what takes precedence over the money, in my opinion.
Yes, that's what motivates these people, their families, they're so
people
narcissistic.
People don't get high off of the money when they just buy a boat. Oh, I bought a boat, and I'm a lazy guy, and hey, look, me, I'm not the most ambitious guy in the world, okay? But I bought a brand new $25,000 boat, which is nothing compared to what some people do.
These people are like, I just bought a $20 million yacht. come check it out.
It's a different tier. It's a different way of society.
It's how you can leverage your money to control what people do. And on how big of a scale.
And, but those are just the players in the game of the game that's been set up, right? When you really boil it down, I mean, there's only like what, like Slater said, 10, 13 companies that own every single company in the world.
So what are you going to, and here's the thing is these things, this is what's interesting about Kennedy, and this is what's interesting about where we're at politically right now, and that with a lot of what's going on. This is how exactly it was at the end of the 1800s, early 1900s.
Right, I mean, before the Great Depression?
America lost? Well, I mean, 20 years. Yeah, 20 years. 30 years.
There were 30 years where their 1880s until Teddy Roosevelt, that every president was bought and paid for and was completely at the will of the corporate barons, which was...
The robber barons. They were
Rockefeller,
them
Kennedy. Yep.
Carnegie.
Or Carnegie.
Well, Kennedy's might have been part of it.
He got in on the game post-World War II there.
Well, that was in the Prohibition days is where the Kennedys got.
Well, he was actually one of the only 11 people left that was a millionaire in the Great Depression.
You're actually talking about President John F. Kennedy's father.
Father.
Right.
Yes. Yep, the original.
The gangster.
Yes, the one that sat in council with Sam Giancana, the boss of all bosses. Yeah, that guy.
And I think he was the U.S. ambassador to England during World War II, and was one of the few people trying to wrongly make peace with Hitler at that. So very interesting, and Kennedy still is an anti-war guy, which probably more supportive for American interests nowadays.
And like that's how the Bushes got their money as well and everything during that time.
Look, since it's our podcast, I am just going to state that I've found it, his position on the whole Israel subject and Gaza, just unfavorable.
How is that? But, I don't know enough. I'd love to hear.
You know what?
That's a totally different show.
Yeah, we've already put that out.
Keep on track. Keep on track, Theo.
And I'd love to talk to you about that. But just from a podcast perspective, we have voiced our opinion on that.
We have. But that doesn't mean he can't find information, you know.
I know that 100%.
Yeah, so very curious.
Just because we don't fully, I mean, and that's what everybody do, but.
The floor is the doctor's.
So, oh, no, I like hearing about all this stuff, too.
Yeah, that's a totally different show.
We've talked about it a million times. Yeah. So we're here. We brought you here to, you know, enlighten us.
Dive into this.
So you would think that there is possibly a depopulation agenda.
Possibly.
I think it's a very good point because I've been calling them recently on the show blood sacrifices. When you look every 20, 30, 40 years, there's major blood sacrifices happen since anybody alive today has been alive, right?
Seems like it.
World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq. But these wars lately, there wasn't good enough. The people were still populating faster than I think the controllers wanted it to happen. But to an extent, though, they also needed this to happen another layer because they needed a certain digital things, virtual reality things to be set up.
Yeah.
They needed researchers to research the vaccines. They needed people to continue through their system, their game that they built, the middleman doing the thing like we had spoken about before. So...
Yeah,
they've gotten to the point now where I don't think they need as many people because they've achieved what they think they got.
The prison's built.
These are shifts of 10 and 100 years, right? This stuff is not going to happen overnight, but Agenda 2030, you know, it's coming. It's happening. Maybe this was the dry run. Like
it was originally Agenda 21.
Right.
For the 21st century, right?
Yeah. See? So this stuff has been orchestrated and planned, you know, the timeline. Did it have probably something to do with Trump and how successful things were going and all that? Probably very much so.
But for all we know, he's a player in the game as well.
Who knows, man? And that's where some of the stuff with Kennedy is interesting because Trump was supposed to be in charge. And by
vaccine-
and large...
He's still proud and touts about how Operation Warp Speed, he fastest vaccine out on the market.
Lost us. I mean, any semblance of us. I mean...
Really?
At least that was my breaking point.
I'm glad to hear, as someone in that field, you know, far more naturally minded, you look at the percentages of the population. That's what makes this a difficult conversation, is because a lot of people got the COVID vaccine.
Yeah.
A lot of people are sick. Trusted
the science.
A lot of people trusted the science. A lot of people trusted a lot of people. A lot of people didn't even think. A lot of people don't make daily choices that are considerate of the implications of for their health,
they trust
for their
authority. Family. They just trust authority.
And so, a lot of people don't have the capacity right now to be in a thriving community, to be purposeful, to have a meaningful life. And so if a lot of people are just going paycheck to paycheck, problem to putting out this fire, to dealing with this sick kid, to dealing with this bill that's due, to dealing with, you know, the 1 2-day vacation that they might get every couple months, like,
yeah,
a lot of people don't just want to get quote unquote back to normal. Well, that it's ship never gonna sailed. Happen.
Yeah, yeah. That ship sailed indeed.
Mm-hmm.
This is the new normal, and this is stuff that we can't forget about. That's why we said in the beginning that this is important, what we got to talk about. Like,
absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
So, like, what happened? We want to know. This is a saying I have, which is called context clarifies. So, when you give it a different perspective and spin it and tell a story about, you know, something that's challenging or something that you need to overcome, it gives you more energy and more power to make change and do something better the next time around.
Yeah.
And that's what we need. So the reason this book with Kennedy is so cool and interesting is because I think what he represents right now is honestly just straight up healing. If anybody needs healing or needed, and hopefully everything that it shows is that he has done his own personal healing, that now it's time to heal the country.
Mm-hmm.
Not just from a presidential level, but from a, okay, part of healing is realizing that we are sick. People are sick.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason why is Wuhan.
Yeah.
Yeah, part of
absolute, I would say, yeah, a major part in it recently.
Part of it is the food supply timeline in the United States,
the fluoride, well, water, all that other fun stuff. But what's the name of the book here that we're gonna get into?
This is called The Wuhan Cover-Up in the Terrifying Bioweapons Arms Race.
So let's start digging into that. That was a heck of an intro.
By RFK Jr.
Yeah.
Yes.
So in 2016, now this is just a straight up timeline we're about to jump into.
Okay.
In 2016, Moderna patents the use of spike protein for coronavirus vaccines.
Hmm.
Okay.
Moderna.
So here's the technology that we want to use, and we are developing it.
Moderna.
Nobody else.
Great.
Do you know that Moderna was, who had heard of Moderna before the last 10 years? It didn't exist. It wasn't a thing. It was a government startup because of that time.
Isn't that a mythological Greek goddess or something, Moderna?
Well, Moderna, the CEO of this French company that was responsible for building the construction of the Wuhan lab, BioMérimée. This guy went on to become the CEO of Moderna.
Oh, how convenient.
Whoa. He has a lot of experience in the field.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so that was just a little preview. So that was, you get a few years, and then the NIAID in 2019 grants $3.6 million to Ralph Baric for gain-of-function research.
But there was no gain-of-function, Fauci said.
This is a brief exchange between Dr. Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci on July 28, 2021, during a U.S. Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions hearing.
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function. So what was? Let me finish.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans.
Right.
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
Let's
okay, you get
NIH,
one person.
Let's read from the NIH definition.
Can I answer
of gain
the question?
Of function. This is your definition that you guys wrote. It says that scientific research that increases the transmissibility among mammals is gain of function. They took animal viruses that only occur in animals, and they increased their transmissibility to humans. How you can say that is not gain of function?
It is not.
It's a dance, and you're dancing around this because you're trying to obscure responsibility for 4 million people dying around the world okay. from a pandemic.
And let's send Dr. Fauci.
I have to, well, now you're getting into something. If the point that you are making is that the grant that was funded as a subaward from EcoHealth to Wuhan created SARS-CoV-2. That's where you are getting. Let me finish.
We don't know.
Well,
we don't
wait
know
a minute.
If it did come from the lab, but all the evidence is pointing that it came from the lab, and there will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself.
I totally
This committee
resent,
will allow the witness to respond.
I totally resent the lie that you are now propagating, Senator.
Well.
Right. Yeah, that... How many government or how many witnesses or people that were, brought to the Senate said that that did not happen. Gain of function research never happened.
Well,
how many people?
And what ultimately Ralph Barrick, who was a UNC, as in North Carolina, researcher, was studying was he developed this technology called the quote-unquote no-see-em method. And that method can take a chunk of a virus and blend it into another chunk of virus that is basically combining these two. Now, when you're combining these two, you would normally see it. You would normally take this chunk of RNA and another chunk of DNA or so, and then it would be very obvious that something had been modified or, chopped and this sort of CRISPR type stuff. Like you take a chunk, but then there's evidence that you were tampering with it. Well, this guy figured out a way to change stuff and then blur out the background where you don't see it anymore.
To cover up his tracks Like he's an Indian hunter.
Walking in.
Yeah.
They all single file and don't know how many of them.
They knew how to hunt animals and
exactly. So Ralph Barrick, so then this guy was like the main low-key buddy researcher of Fauci, who then they started getting onto him, and he offshored his research to this main Batwoman, they call her in China at the Wuhan lab, Batwoman. And Batwoman was because she was researching the original SARS. Everybody knows it's called SARS-CoV-2.
Yeah.
Well, there's SARS-CoV-1, which was this bat virus from a cave far away from Wuhan in China that somehow made the quote the jump, they say, from a different species, which does not happen in nature.
Naturally.
And so that was even them doing gain of function back then in the original Wuhan SARS outbreak in 2003 and 2004.
Yeah.
And now it got amplified by really high level technology. So they're all doing this stuff.
And they were giving all those SARS vaccines to the military and stuff and everything around that time too, and their families. And
for the original, for probably not mRNA technology, but it was a virus. Coronaviruses have been a thing for a long time.
Yeah. A coronavirus doesn't actually transmit amongst humans efficiently.
It's a cold virus. If it were not for my chiropractic school notes, where we have to do a bunch of biochem and pathology and stuff, which is not necessarily super chiropractic related, but because chiropractic's been bought up by the ACA, which has been bought up by the AMA, which has been bought up by etc. the whole system's screwed, so we have to learn just as much as medical doctors, pretty much as far as healthcare goes. So I'm going in the beginning of 2020 fully knowing this is nothing. Now, come to find out, gain of function. So it was a thing. Some people will even out there say there was no such thing as this virus. I'm not that guy.
Yeah, it was something I had.
It was a thing.
Yeah.
But some
something
people,
happened virus wise.
Something happened on a gain of function rare unique virus.
I got deathly fucking sick. Like my wife said, I was looking at you, you know, wondering if you were gonna make it.
Yeah, we almost had to take him out to the pasture, and, you know, like an old horse with a broken leg.
And some of it though, I'm not gonna say. Have you ever heard of nocebo?
Nocebo? No.
The nocebo effect?
Like placebo,
but the opposite. What would the opposite of a placebo effect be?
You didn't receive anything, but still had the...
Yeah, some sort of input to activate a response.
You make yourself sick.
Like a hypochondriac?
Yeah.
To that effect, it somewhat. Is,
yeah, on a mass level, right?
But that's where you start talking about what's been very clearly... psychotherapeutically characterized as quote-unquote mass formation psychosis. Like, that's the official language of what clinically has been going on with people. Yeah,
do you think that had any correlation with 5G?
Well,
they had all those drive-through testing.
Yeah, like,
remember how many people went through those
and got sick
thinking
from them?
Just thinking that they were sick.
Oh, yeah.
And then if based on the poor PCR test technology that... Everybody's got this thing, a coronavirus floating around in them. Okay, and then this crappy technology that, based on how much you spin the person's blood, determines whether or not the virus shows up. And then they started saying, spin the blood more. And this is how you could, like, test stuff. And then they start finding that out. You spin the blood more, it shows up.
Mm.
Everybody's got it. Based on whether or not they wanted you to have it.
Well, how many spins you got?
Well, the PCR test is actually valuable at finding things if you use the criteria. The fact of the matter is that they institutionalized bastardizing the test, not following it the way that the designer, Carrie Mullis, designed it, wanted it to be used, intended it to be used. They bastardized it. They figured out how to bastardize it. Fauci. To get the results that he wanted. Recycling it more. In fact, Fauci said so much, we've said it on the podcast.
What is now sort of evolving into a bit of a standard that if you get a cycle threshold of 35 or more, that the chances of it being replication competent are minuscule. Mm. So that if somebody, and you know, we have patients, and it's very frustrating for the patients as well as for the physicians, somebody comes in and they repeat their PCR and it's like 37 cycle threshold. But you almost never can culture virus from a 37 threshold cycle. So I think if somebody does come in with 37, 38, even 36, you got to say, you know, it's just dead nucleotides, period.
He said so much. Yeah, you cycle it more than 35 times. Guess what? You can false positives everywhere. What were they doing? The CDC recommended routinely up to 40 times. Does that sound about right, doctor?
Yeah, and so with that being acknowledged, you got the bad testing, and then you got, okay, it's not to say every individual person was crazy. Whether or not objectively they were doing things that were strange, like wearing a mask in certain, especially the strange ones in the pool.
Wearing
and stuff.
A milk jug as a mask.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Okay. That's all.
Wearing
crazy.
A mask in the ocean.
That stuff. But people are scared, man. So.
Yeah. People, when people get scared, they do weird shit.
I have a buddy that still wears a mask, two masks, even in concerts.
Really?
And he said it's just a psychological thing. Like,
and it totally
he's that
is.
Much of a germaphobe.
And he was Fauci abused. Acknowledged that.
And he's like, he I voted for Trump. Why. And I'm like, well, you need to get a MAGA one, you know. People don't think you voted for Biden.
Well, that's also been causing breathing issues in people, too, wearing these masks and stuff. They're finding that the blue fibers in people's lungs. And
Well, and people are going to have a lot bigger issues than that. in the coming months and years.
Yeah.
I mean, has anybody ever noticed that recently everybody that ever gets sick is not just sick for 2 to 3 days? They're more like sick for 2 to 3 weeks nowadays.
I've noticed an uptick kind in of time.
Ask yeah. if, see, especially check on your vaccinated friends.
Oh, post-COVID, yeah.
Not, yeah, because they're sometimes they're calling it long COVID, but what it really is the vaccine syndrome. In some sense, now I'm not saying, okay, certainly there are extreme conditions associated with it after the fact. Definitely we could go down a tangent about the side effects that are are a lot.
Or they're just a bunch of pussies that don't want to go back to work.
Oh, and then gosh. You've got some people that, you know, are exhausted. But when you have a spike protein creating itself based on your own genetic material instructing for such.
That was injected into you by a tech company, essentially.
Yeah, almost. Yeah. Pfizer and BioNTech. That's what they're now called.
Doesn't that usually when that happens, your body, when it starts multiplying things and stuff that based off your genetic structure, your DNA, it's like a tumor or cancer.
Well, so then what if it's in more of just inflammation in the connective tissue, which where a lot of people are saying based on autopsy reports now, people who have gotten the vaccine, when checked in however you prepare a person's body after the fact and they pump the fluids through or yeah. whatever, right?
Embalming process.
Yes. Then you'll have these fibers emerge from the blood vessels, which is just mm-hmm. scar lining of long worm-like,
yeah.
you know, scar tissue that has ultimately just clogged everything up. I mean, what would you expect to happen to, let alone a heart, but what do you expect to happen to a person's anatomy?
Yeah, and all your body's doing is trying to survive.
Yeah, you know, especially out in their extremities where, you know, blood flow is extremely necessary. Why do my feet get cold?
And
you need good circulation, need good blood flow.
And some of it's the blood sugar that needs to get down there for more energy, and sometimes that's where some people have problems in that regard. But some of it's just dilation and, you know, getting the blood there.
Diabetes.
But one of the other things that happened with the injection that people got was there was a small, there were lipid nanoparticles that they used in order to facilitate the delivery process, say.
A lipid nanoparticle.
Which is fat. Lipid is fat, adipose tissue.
Okay.
And a nanoparticle is a small version of it to surround the injectable DNA or whatever it is, right? Or RNA, which is what these injections were.
mRNA, yeah.
Which is not messenger like they originally said it was. It's modified, right?
Right. And that's what Moderna stands for.
And that was different than the Johnson & Johnson?
And that's correct. That's different than the Johnson & Johnson, which was old school vaccine, kind of, but actually comes out to find out be worse, which is why they canceled that one.
Oh, yeah, okay. There's a recall that nobody wants to talk about.
And my buddy got that one. My buddy got that one because he wanted to be a cop in Iowa, but he lived in Illinois, so he thought he would have to do it for Iowa in order to get hired on. And then he went and got one because
one shot, yeah.
There was never a requirement.
No, definitely not in Iowa.
No. We love freedom here in Iowa.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, but what happened?
I remember they scared my dad, and he was like, well, I think I'd get the Johnson & Johnson because it's only one.
Right.
Which never did, but
that's good. So you got this lipid nanoparticle associated with, and we could talk about how much is in there, which is aluminum.
Which is great for your body.
No, actually, it's toxic and poisonous, right?
Yeah, probably.
They wouldn't put it in our deodorant if it wasn't good for us, dude.
Isn't there a bunch in the rain now, too?
There. Well, that shit pisses me off every 3 days, dude. Abominations
everywhere.
And what do you do about it? That's what part of my hope with all this is about, is when you tell the truth, you set people free.
Yeah.
But people hate the truth, so
people do.
It's uncomfortable. Nobody said it was going to be fun, but
that's any type of healing. right?
Right.
Sometimes you go, you gotta go through the tough stuff to get to the good stuff, right?
Yeah.
And it's usually because it's the tough stuff that's keeping the good stuff trapped and, you know, limited. Like, so aluminum. Okay. How about SV40? Anybody heard of that?
Seen an acronym somewhere that mean that looks like, yeah,
I know. Yeah, but it's something totally different.
Simian virus 40.
Okay, yeah.
No,
which is simian is apes.
Okay.
Okay.
So chunks of ape DNA.
Like the genus or something.
Which is associated with very many people getting sick.
We're trying to push people into the next step of evolution.
Well, and what is that, you know? It's like, has anybody ever been sitting around, and who was sitting here making these decisions when they realized people are going to be worse off? And we're going to make money on it anyway.
But like I said, at this point, is it just about making money, or is it just their evil?
Or is that their plan?
Disgusting bastards.
Because here's where we get back to the lipid nanoparticle. The lipid nanoparticle did not just stay at the injection site, say the shoulder, where they thought it would. It gets into the bloodstream just like everything else. Well, where does it end up?
Your heart.
Where? Yep.
And your brain.
And in women... ovaries.
The womb.
Yeah. The, like, most divine place there is on a human.
And so, literally brings life.
Yes.
So, there's going to be some fertility issues. In the
already have been.
Worsening, for there, sure.
There's also, I've been hearing whispers that at the old jerk-off places, they pay you money for your sperm.
Mm, they're asking, aren't they?
They're asking if, yeah. And
if you're not vaccinated, or if you
blood just, too, maybe. Blood even.
And some people are being turned away, yeah. They're also documenting that too, if you had, which kind of vaccine you had in your blood.
You know, I've wondered, like, how that goes with the transfusion, because if something happens to, but guess what? It's disclosed here on Iowa Talk, guys. We're all unvaccinated.
No, we all got our triple boosted, dude. Come on, don't lie to our
listeners.
If
we were to ever get a blood transfusion, I mean, then actually we have found out from the real science, you'll be vaccinated. Essentially. Not like you got the shot, exactly, and necessarily. We don't know.
Maybe it will coagulate too much and they can't give it to us by then when we need it. I don't know.
I was checking the specs on the end line for the rotary girder. I'm retarded.
Like Trump said, they're poisoning the blood.
There's the possibility of sexual transmission as well.
Yeah, the shedding thing is interesting. I don't as much know about it, but I'm sure we're at a point where I think everybody's got it.
I think that you're right.
Spike protein, for sure.
Well, they've been putting it in the feed of the livestock as well.
We're eating it.
Mosquitoes are carrying vaccines now.
All of the conspiracies have come true. Ticks.
Ticks with Lyme or ticks? How about Lyme? Do you want to talk about what Lyme actually is?
We're going to do a show on that. Maybe we'll have to have you come back on about that one. The history of the Lyme disease and these ticks. And that little
give
island,
us a little tease.
That little island on the North New England coast out there
may or may not be related to the same topic of bioweapons.
Yeah.
I'm out of the loop on this one.
Accidental. That's the crazy thing, is it's just stupid all around because it's all happening accidentally, quote unquote.
Unquote. Oh, we accidentally hit this bridge in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we accidentally dropped all these ticks into the wild, not thinking that they would, you know, reproduce and go out into the cities, and that people walked around in these woods because it's a park.
But there's a critical mass of people that believe it.
It's just, we talk about it all the time. It's really hard for people to swallow that pill that their whole life has been a fucking lie, right? But yeah, in like the CIA ways. Director said, William J. Casey, we'll know our disinformation campaign is complete when everything the American people believes is a lie. It's before the internet.
Well, that's where a lot of this stuff all started, but it's what's going to be left after the internet that I wonder.
Yeah.
So then, we'll be trying to figure some of this out. So here's the next thing that happened. Basically, after, say, March 2019, that Ralph Baric gets a grant for the gain of function research that he works on for a few years and then sends to Batwoman at the Wuhan lab and then eventually comes loose there. It begins circulating in September of 2019. Now, they say maybe a little bit of August where the three people, this is the true patient zero. This is pretty big. The true patient zero is one man named Ben Hu.
Ben who?
Who? Yeah, that, I mean, you could do all sorts of shit with that.
Yeah.
So Ben, who legitimately was one of, it was the head assistant researcher who, him and his two associates, took the subway home one day after an obvious exposure, because that path of the subway straight from Wuhan to wherever they live at their home then became the main path that that all began on in September of 2019.
Ben, who was the bat at the wet market? Is that what you're saying?
Who didn't wash his hands.
Did he fuck a penguin?
Or did he fuck a pangolin?
Or he fucked the whole world up, probably. But that's.
So he was the head researcher. He was working on this. He got exposed. Then he went outside. Just like, who's that one lady found out about lead poisoning? Can't remember. Anyway.
TP was thinking of Polish French physicist and chemist, Marie Curie. Perhaps one of the best known scientists to die from her research. Curie was a pioneer in the field of radioactivity, and helped discover two new elements, polonium and radium. Per the Encyclopedia Britannica, Curie won a Nobel Prize in Physics in 1903, and in Chemistry in 1911. She was the first woman to win the prestigious award, and the first person to win it twice. After decades of exposure to radiation, Marie Curie passed away from aplastic anemia on July 4, 1934.
Yeah, accidental discoveries for sure. So he and his two associates wrongly leave in September of 19. Of course, the government goes and researches the lab, big hush-hush, covers it up for 2 months. And then in November of 2019, you know, there's still a little breakout happening, mm-hmm. but the World Military Games go on in Wuhan, China, in November of 2019, which means athletes from all around the world are flying in, getting sick, and then flying home.
Oops.
To every corner of the planet.
What a tragedy. Yeah, I remember that.
So that's November. And then you get all the way up until like December when China officially acknowledges it. And then this is where it gets pretty wild. Between December and pretty much March is when all hell is breaking loose behind the scenes. There's mad emailing going on between all these people to cover up a lab leak, of course, and say it was natural origin, which natural origin doesn't happen at this fast of a pace or as extreme of a transmissibility. There are a lot of flaws with the main reasons why this is obviously not something designed or something why it's obviously
naturally.
Yeah, why it's obviously not
right. Natural. Yeah, not designed or evolved from nature.
Right. It didn't come from a bat or a pangolin.
Right.
So here we have a few reasons as to how Ralph Baric describes the ideal characteristics of an effective bioweapon.
Okay.
Traditionally, biological warfare concerns have focused on relatively limited, select group of naturally occurring pathogens viewed as having a set of desirable characteristics. Highly pathogenic, readily available, easily produced, weaponizable, stable, infectious at a low dose, easily transmissible, and inspiring fear.
That is wow. Just like
the UNC guy, the scientist at UNC building gain of function research said that.
It's like James Bond shit.
That is James Bond nemesis or
real life.
So do we want to know why then it was so stable? Was because normally all these things can't survive without a host. That's what makes it a virus, right? So it's stable because in nature, where it would normally not live past a couple transmissions or whatever, this one gets stuck in the lungs of humans.
Mm.
And the reason it gets stuck is because of what Ralph Baric ultimately designed, which was this attachment site mechanism in the lungs, which is called the ACE2 receptor.
Well, yeah, what was it, Iraq? What were you going to say?
No, it's like a key.
Lock and a key. So he fitted that the lock and key, you know, would fit amazingly well, where normally it wouldn't fit in the humans, because the coronavirus is not designed to infect humans, certainly not in the lungs.
So more proof that this was bioengineered.
So you've got the fact that it latches onto the lungs, and then how does it transmit through the air instead of through touch? Because they aerosolized it. So they made it so that they could be when you sneeze or breathe on somebody, instead of, because it was coming from the lungs, instead of what would normally be something that dies on your skin, it gets into the lungs, and then you can hand it to the next person.
Sharing is caring.
Instantly. It was all designed. I mean, and so what are the implications, I guess? So we've got from that December of 2019, December, and then the U.S. is starting to go crazy in January, February. Now, here's where it gets complicated, is because in about February, these main other head honchos start playing in, which is Peter Datchik, who is the head of the EcoHealth, who is the funder of the Wuhan.
Big name.
Yeah, he's a dickhead, I guess. But then he's buddy-buddy.
You're so nice, Doc.
He's buddy-buddy with, of course, our, you know, evil supervillain.
Hell, Doctor.
Voldemort.
Klaus Schwab.
Hell, Doctor.
Klausen.
Now, did people know Fauci? He's 80 years old. Did people know that?
Fauci?
He's old.
He looks like he's fucking Emperor Palpatine old.
He was old.
He didn't look that old.
He was old in the 90s, but when he was on TV, he didn't look that old.
You think it's adrenochrome?
No, I think it was a stage. I think it was all a show about him coming on TV. Every time he was on TV, he was just giving propaganda.
He's the highest paid government employee.
Right.
Highest retirement, was. Too.
Yeah. No.
So, I didn't believe a word that guy said, just because of...
couldn't throw a baseball?
I did watch a documentary back in the day, yeah.
Just the way he said it.
But I watched a documentary back in the day about his handling of the AIDS crisis.
Yeah.
And how the drugs that were prescribed during that time, guess what they did? They gave a patient AIDS. They gave a person AIDS.
No.
They actually gave a person what they were supposed to combat.
Right, because it weakened the immune system. So AIDS stands for autoimmune deficiency
syndrome. Yeah.
So that's what these things do. And unfortunately, that's some of what the vaccine does too, because this is the official scientific outcome of what people...
Hold on. AIDS stands for autoimmune deficiency syndrome.
There you go.
Sorry. You guys both...
Not...
You fucked each other up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But we are on the same page.
Ignorant.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it's that thing.
I have to pee.
A few moments later.
We got Peter Datchik and Fauci, and they're writing each other back and forth in the middle of the night emails.
Oh, like old Jolly West, Dr. Jolly West and fucking Sidney Gottlieb?
You may have to explain that one.
Listen to our MK Ultra series.
Yeah. Jolly West, yeah.
Anyways, but in the middle of the night, sending letters to each other. It's so cute and romantic.
And this is the ultimate real cover-up. It was the fact that they knew, or could at least speculate, that once they had heard that there was this new thing going around, and the way that it showed up with the lungs, with the, you know, quick feeling like shit, etc., that something significant was going on, and it was coming out of Wuhan, where they knew they had a lab, and they had all that stuff in the lab because they weren't allowed to do it in the United States anymore, theoretically.
Right, by law.
And then...
Unless you're a piece of government property, then it's okay.
Like a Tuskegee Airman.
Right.
And Obama then basically was involved with saying something to the effect of, okay, you're not allowed to do it, but you're not going to get in trouble if you do.
You mean like the same exact thing that he did with the entire Pentagon and the war at the time was like he was withdrawing conventional forces, but then sending out the men that were there to fucking kill everybody in their way, that they like special forces type.
Never happened.
Well,
you get what I'm saying?
Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize, dude. I think you guys have him confused with Trump.
Yeah.
Him and Ellen. So they're sending these emails in the middle of the night, which is, hey, we need everybody who is a who's who scientist that they all own because they all fund their research.
Right.
The two of them, basically. And then this one other guy who was maybe named Farrar, who Jimmy Farrar, who was like the Fauci equivalent in Great Britain.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say that name sounds familiar.
The HHS guy, because they have socialized medicine over there. Like, it must have been like the HHS head and whatever bureaucracy they have over there.
It's all bought and paid for just the same.
Yeah.
Some of the same companies, some of the same Bill Gates and whatever else.
You bet.
So they send these emails and then they get all these doctors to sign in and say, hey, this is a natural origins thing. Okay. Even all of them, it's unfortunate that they joined the club, but you know, they're along for the ride. They don't want to lose their livelihood. They don't want to lose their boat, whatever.
The way it works everywhere.
People are going to have to make sacrifices if they're going to do the right thing nowadays.
They're going to have to make sacrifices if they want their career to advance as well, because they're going to have to sacrifice their integrity, as we're learning right now.
Or you can sacrifice whatever form of afterlife you're hoping for, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's whether or not you're on the right side of morality and not just juju good points, but like, hey, you got to actually do the right thing. So
even when no one's looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So these guys definitely did not. They signed in on a letter, and then it wasn't the Lancet letter out of the Lancet, which is this British journal that's very well respected theoretically. Mm-hmm. And they...
Medical.
Yeah, it's all good. And what this really exposed is some of the stuff that's obviously been going on for a decade, a handful of decades. This stuff has just brought to light, partially because of the information age of social media now. People are finding this shit out.
Yeah.
Okay, you should be a little bit upset.
And how do you go forward from this point trusting anybody in the medical professional fields, right? I mean, they just set up a bunch of distrust with a bunch of people with that, this whole thing.
Because this vaccine was the one that was quite obviously more extreme when it came to not only the mechanism and the RNA stuff.
You mean the actual technology that was being injected? It had never been done before.
Yeah, and not just that. Like, I do mean that, because maybe they've even said a couple of the flu vaccines might have been, or certainly are now. This is the new way of things. The technology. But even beyond the technology is the fact that they pushed it on the entire world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that came
through fear
in an orchestrated manner,
while saying that they were the science, and they in fact did not.
If you disagree with Anthony Fauci, you disagree with science.
Well, here's the deal. They may have actually taken it. Here's where the mass extermination thing may take hold, is that they may have knew. They may have known. Excuse me.
Let alone planned, let alone...
They may have known that this would have not been taken well.
And the not well is because... And it's tough to jump to the vaccine, but you kind of have to, because that's the ultimate permanent outcome associated with this whole, trauma, basically.
Medical phenomena?
Yeah, this whole couple years experience, definitely 2020 and 21. And for some people, from psychological or changing your, you know, genes, trauma, this is going to stick with people. So we jump to that, but we also go through March of 2020 and we go through the whole summer and things changed and the lockdowns and the fact that shit was worse because of that, not better.
Yeah.
That was a planned thing. That was a stupid anti-science thing.
That, you know, I didn't know what to expect. I thought maybe actually they would release some sort of deadly virus, but I did know that 14, 15 days, whatever you want to call it, to stop the spread was a bunch of bullshit.
2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks to stop, flatten the curve.
And huh. six feet to spread, or 6 feet. That was a complete a bunch of made up.
Yes, and we all knew it didn't take anything to prove it to regular people that are able to think. So, I know you got something to say. Get it just, out.
You know, you're going at the grocery store, and then there was one-way lanes.
Yeah. Nuts, crazy, absolute. And the
plexiglass between. That's going to stop.
Yeah, like, it's unreal. Like, this is how viruses and bacteria and sickness spreads. I mean, it's just unreal.
So, and you let had me to ask wear you masks this question. You got your table at
would people dinner. Would be people dying be like a form of violence?
Depending on the manner
how did
of,
they die?
Yeah.
Well, by being hooked up to a machine that was pumping their lungs up and down, even and sedating them, even though they may not have needed that, is that kind of violent?
Yeah, that's pretty violent.
Well, you know, talking about the trauma and all the other shit, dude. Like, the definition of terrorism, we were basically terrorized. Like, it's the calculated use of violence to create a general climate of fear in a population and thereby to bring about a particular political objective. Terrorism has been practiced by political organizations with both rightist and leftist objectives, by nationalistic and religious groups, by revolutionaries, and even by state institutions such as armies, intelligence services, and police. This is Britannica's definition of terrorism.
Yes, COVID fits the bill. Enough information is out now.
Right.
But the thing is, what people need to actually open their minds up to is that this is not even remotely the first time this tactic has been used against people.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, the American people, but this is any population.
This is against the whole world, though. This is like the first time it's been used on this type of mass scale without like a war happening.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Of the previously assumed variety of what war means, yes. But were we in a geopolitical, were we in an economic, were we in a biological form of warfare? Everybody thinks warfare is between countries with borders. Perhaps now it's not a us versus them national
thing.
The
lines aren't so cut and dry.
No.
It's the us versus them, them being who?
Who, indeed.
Exactly. They hide on purpose. That's the whole point.
Well, yeah, there's certain family names that you can't say, we can't say on this podcast because this episode wouldn't air. There's certain individuals, we've said it before, their kids don't have social security numbers.
They don't need social security cards or birth certificates or anything like that.
They are born into a system that us blue-collar, even white-collar workers couldn't even understand.
Right.
They're born for greatness. This goes back to the royal families of, like, Egypt.
Yeah. And they think that the rest of us are dumb and worthless. And in a lot of cases, we unfortunately, our bad habits.
But they've also, once the age of information happened, they turned us, they've distracted us.
Yeah.
And sickened us.
Tremendously.
Yes. And this is all part of it.
Well, it is. And the part of it that is going to keep going on is people that don't make change. What's it going to take? For most people, it was this. It was the COVID vaccine was enough to say, oh, you want me to get more than two?
Yep.
No, thanks.
We've had guests on our show. Sam from Merch from Liberty. Shout out to our brother, Sam.
Shout out, Sam.
He woke up during COVID stuff. He leaned pretty left his whole life.
Me too.
And then when all this stuff started happening, he's like, whoa, this doesn't make any sense at all. And he started reading, researching, and kind of came out of that. Realized we're being played for fools. But a lot of people, they can't admit it. They don't want to admit. They're too stubborn and prideful to admit that I've been played. I've been made a fucking fool.
Yeah.
It's much easier for them to give all these people that did this COVID amnesty.
Right, yeah.
And just move on with their lives. Because things are, like you said in the beginning, Doc, back to normal.
Just admit this, that COVID was actually more than a 9/11 style event.
Massive. And that's kind of what this stuff all plays together. Like, it, you go from the Patriot Act, which is pretty much the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
In some regard.
As we've been learning in recent days as well with FISA renewal in Congress.
Spying
and whatnot.
On us.
Yeah.
Oh,
the Republicans showed up like the cowards that they are, and didn't give it back to us.
And that new Speaker of the House is nothing but a dish rag turd.
And that's why I think at this point, it's so sad and it's difficult and it is a tough pill to swallow and it's going to require a lot of change. But that is that this is the fact that people in Washington, D.C., people in Davos, you know, all that crowd, if you don't know about the World Economic Forum. And
I'm sure our listeners do. They should by now. We've done a lot of shows on the WEF.
Yeah. But yeah, just going back to the Mike Johnson, the speaker.
Yeah.
Trump was just backing him the other day.
Another thing, dude, he keeps going downhill. The Trump thing keeps, unfortunately.
Operation Warp Speed, Mike Johnson. And not to mention all of the other incredibly bad picks that Trump
is
known for within his own cabinet. Do you remember that's
the thing.
The Scaramucci I guess we're changing the subject a little bit here, but the Scaramucci guy that was the press secretary that was there for like a day. 48 hours at most.
I do remember him.
What about the DA that had pardoned Epstein already prior to Trump's presidency?
What do you guys think of Pompeo? I don't know enough. I think
he's a pompous prick.
See? Okay.
I think he's a West Point Pentagon war hawk.
Yeah.
That
war hawk. That's
right. Just wants war.
Well, with the word is he might be the new,
Secretary
of Defense. If in that. Step
aside, Hillary Clinton.
That's why this stuff gets so interesting. And for me personally, my individual. I like the Kennedy because I met him.
Yeah.
I was at a chiropractic seminar in Denver called Mile High. And I got, I heard him talk and he goes on about natural health and how people are so fucked up.
Yeah.
Because it's true. Of all these health-wise, things.
Yeah.
From a health perspective and mental health and et cetera.
He's not wrong.
From that perspective.
No, he's not. The system's been set up for that whole purpose for this to happen.
And Trump doesn't know shit about it, let alone have a solution.
Granted, being a leader, you don't necessarily have to know fully well shit about anything. You just have to be able to find the right people that do know it and can convey it to you that you can understand it and then make an informed decision.
We just illustrated that Trump failed at that.
Right.
Multiple times.
You're fired.
It's sad because you want to hope and you want to just be able to put your cards in this basket and be like, hey, go fix it, please. Come on, save me.
We would only hope for that, but.
So now that RFK Jr. is independent, is that going to steal votes from Biden or Trump?
Well, both.
Both, probably.
Probably both. That's what makes this so tough. Is where are we at right now? Like, part of the way I see not only Wuhan and COVID and not only vaccines or natural health, part of what I see is how honest do we want to be with ourselves about this stuff?
Right.
Not That's just a good question. The vaccine. Like, even if you have to skip over that entirely and just be like, 5G is probably not good for us. Could we figure out a better way? You know? How many other things are bad for us right now? Everything.
Food.
Gas.
There used to be no such thing as
liquid
inorganic foods. It was just all organic
food. It was what came from
whose idea was it to mess with that?
Right.
For efficiency.
And it was it at least was distributed to the masses within decades. Without knowing exactly when the technology was developed, perhaps it was just developed right at the beginning of the 20th century, but within decades, all this poisonous food consumed everything, and all of the groceries where we get our
food. And the meat that we eat is consuming GMO poison
food.
They
are eating horrible shit. This, once again,
goes back to the fallen angel stuff. What they did back in Genesis 6, they sinned against the plants and the animals, not just the humans.
This is our take, Doc, at least TP and I'm Theo's. We can't speak for E-Rock.
Are you saying history repeats itself?
It does. It does. There's nothing new under the sun.
No.
It's just refashioned, rebranded, same bullshit.
And there's no confidence in any other man.
Yeah. And these individuals other that are behind it, once again, they're falling for the very first lie, the same one. You shall be as if you were gods.
And we're not. In case you haven't noticed, unless Doc.
No, I'm talking about...
unless you're O.J. Simpson.
We want to try to be good, right?
No, Theo, the people at the top that are behind it, like I said...
They want to try to be gods.
They fell for the same lie. You shall be as if you were gods.
Like O.J. Simpson.
He enjoyed a great lifestyle for a long time.
Think bigger. The people you'll never know.
He got away with murder, some people say.
Well... All that's coming out now too. That's a wholly totally different subject.
Doesn't matter anymore.
These are principles. The fact that the truth is coming out, no matter where you look. The thing that I think is going to wake up a lot of the American populace is, how do you take all this into account? Like, what is going to be the source of energy? For some people, that's sickness. That's disease. That's your wake up call.
I hope so.
Or
family members being sick.
Yeah, hope it's some distant thing that just something clicks and, you know, maybe it's listening to this and then, I need to make change. Start getting serious about something.
Well, family health, you're not talking about a distant thing. You're talking about something that's very intimate.
Yeah, a lot of people watch it happen.
Right. Well, so say you need a wake-up call. Part of the reason why I think the Kennedy thing is going to be a wake-up call for people, whether or not they want to have a conversation about vaccines, it's who killed his uncle.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's who killed his dad.
That's a whole nother episode, and that's a good good subject.
It is. And if that stuff is true, how much else?
Well, conspiracies are very trendy right now. So
they have been. Well, remember, the term conspiracy theory was invented...
Kennedy assassination, the JFK said, the CIA.
Yes.
To squash and squander the discussion.
If you don't believe in a magic bullet killing the president, well, you're a conspiracy theorist.
The term conspiracy theory was a CIA psychological operation.
Yes.
And it's that the chickens have now come to roost. I don't even know what that saying means, but it seems appropriate.
But this reminds me so much of a saying that I mention from time to time. Charles McKay, the author of extraordinarily popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds. It's a 19th century. He was an Englishman, I believe. He said, "Men, it has been well said, think in herds. It shall be seen that they go mad in herds, and only do they regain their senses slowly and one by one."
And that's,
that's good.
Truth.
So the ratio of people snapping out of it to buying into the illusion. And then, not to even mention the other added layer of people that are snapping out of it and all of the different theories amongst people that are thinking for themselves as opposed to thinking.
Yeah, those waters are muddied as well.
What does that mean? What does it mean to be clean, clear, think for yourself, independent nowadays? Speaking of independent, what does it mean to be independent? Because here we're talking about... Nobody really cares about us.
Yes, no one's coming to save you.
Right. So, is it our friends?
Except Jesus.
Yeah. And you know, whatever it is about Jesus showing up in your comrade, or not communist comrade, but your companions, your friends, your people, they're here. We're here for you. You know, we want to all hopefully achieve something similar. So if that's freedom, part of that is health.
Yeah. And yeah, oh, absolutely. Being more Christ-like is definitely related to our bodies, our health. That's supposed to be, you only have one, right?
Don't overeat.
My body, my temple.
Exactly.
And so be more conscientious of what you allow into it. Mm-hmm. Not just food. That's the easy one. And that one hopefully moves through you. Seed oils, maybe they don't, you know?
Not for a long time.
Maybe the plastic, the credit card that we eat each year of plastic, maybe that's not going to leave. All that stuff is related to the same stuff that got exposed in 2020.
Right. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It all came to light.
Keeping the global population in a perpetual state of not being healthy and depending on some sort of institution for the cure, the health, the
trust the science.
Yeah.
Damn, that one's loud.
They're coming. They're keeping an eye. So what was it that I had messaged you earlier? Will you pull up that image?
What were we just saying?
Well, just about how to take your freedom and health back.
Yeah.
But here is one of these ways, because we've said a lot about, because how do you get from, okay, so 2020, and then it was a, whatever people want to acknowledge or not, if it was a coup in 2020 takeover. But from then to, or 2021, you know, but then from then, you had a lot of people taking a vaccine, trying to get back to normal, and
taking it because they thought if they took it, everything would get back to normal, because that's what they told. Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, that's correct. What they were told.
So then what, how do we go from then in 2021 to where has the time gone? We're in another election year. We are still, maybe some people are dealing with post-COVID, long COVID, spike protein, inflammation.
And stressed out even more because of inflation rates and everything else.
And then you get all this government spending, massive inflation, and things aren't getting back to normal because all that stuff got blown out of the water in the last couple of years. So where are we now? What's the next move?
Well, I think that we are going to degenerate, if you're asking.
Right. So what is people's, not necessarily if whether or not there's hope, but what's the plan?
There's no plan.
What should we do? What should a person do? Gold? Start buying gold. Start buying crypto for me. That's what that is.
Gold and silver, we've said before, we're not financial advisors at all on the show, but it's always smart to own some silver and gold.
Right. I heard you can get at Costco now.
I mean, but at the same time,
you can't eat it.
Silver is good for you. Silver is
chaos. Like, yeah, it's true.
That's how they
colloidal silver.
They cured AIDS.
If chaos and collapse really hits the United States on the level that it did the Soviet Union, I think it's going to be way messier.
Well, it might be for a time being, but eventually gold and silver is still going to always
hold value. No, guns and ammo.
The whole value.
And booze.
Well.
As currency?
Whiskey and weed and Black Sabbath.
Yeah, vodka can be currency and it can be an antiseptic.
Hostile. Yeah, lead can be too.
Right. So.
It's goddamn electric.
Well, and so can good food and, you know.
Right, yeah, planting a garden. Growing your own food.
So you got a lot of ways to take your power back, basically. Definitely food is one.
Yeah.
Definitely getting fit is one. Obviously, you know, pursuing other natural health care methods is one. But we've talked a lot about the vaccine, and, you know, we should dive a little into it here just for the details for those who care to know.
Yeah.
It's kind of tough, but one of the statements to know is what's really going on. And so you definitely got this mRNA instructing your, you know, cells to create more of this
unfortunate spike protein that then goes everywhere in your circulatory system and can be challenging. And so I recommend sauna a lot for sure, detox and stuff. But one of the other methods that I have come aware of, and this is the doctor who was doing a lot of, he's the most published medical doctor in the research.
Oh, really?
It's Peter McCullough.
Oh, wow.
And he's a heart doctor. And so as a cardiologist,
the heretic,
and the guy who founded the mRNA technology also.
One of them, yeah.
Yeah,
one of them. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, right. Another
We've talked about him a number of times.
It wasn't just that Robert Malone or whatever.
Malone. Yep.
And McCullough.
So McCullough's the MD, Malone's more of the mRNA vaccine researcher.
Yeah.
He came out and said, hey, this is not good. McCullough is seeing all of the myocarditis.
Yeah.
Now, here are some of the other official summary of results of some of the things that people can have after a COVID vaccine. This is from the Kennedy and Brian Hooker, the PhD, researcher about it. And he is describing all of these side effects that people have gotten. It could be anything from, but these are all officially validated and acknowledged in the research literature.
So this is no joke. This isn't just...
These are real things.
This isn't your opinion. This isn't my opinion or anybody else sitting at this table. This has actually been observed.
Documented.
Okay.
All right.
Those are pulmonary embolism, myocarditis. That's the big one.
Okay.
Pericarditis, that's the pericardium and the connective tissue around the heart. So, myo is muscle of the heart.
Yeah, okay. So interior myo is the muscle inside, right?
Yeah. Hypertension, hypertensive crisis, so blood pressure goes through the roof. Well, it would do that if there's a clog.
Yeah.
Supraventricular tachycardia. Tachycardia is fast-paced heart rate. You got myocardial infarction. That's the big daddy there. Heart attack, myocardial infarction. Okay. Disseminated intravascular coagulation. Immune.
That sounded like a Cannibal Corpse song.
It also sounded like intravascular coagulation.
Coagulate is clog.
Right. And intravascular is inside
your veins.
Okay, next to that is very similar, is immune thrombocytopenia. Thrombocytes are your white blood cells. So lessening of the white blood cell count. Now that goes with the main outcome of what people have suffered from, which is this is what people actually got when they signed up to get that vaccine.
They had no idea.
It was free though.
You could get a cheeseburger and some fries.
Yeah, they just drove up to Walgreens, donuts. Man. They just went to the grocery store.
And for me, it was, I may or may not have faked a card to get into a concert in Denver back in the day.
Whoa.
Because I ain't fooling around.
America.
And they got rid of, they. Thank God I had the Facebook group that somebody was sharing all this stuff. And back then, this was, of course, 2020. Well, guess what happened? I was in a group called Chiropractors for Trump. Because back then, 2020, Trump was, looking like, okay, this is do or die, come on. And all of a sudden, we woke up one day, and it probably was sometime in late summer, July, August or so, the group got deleted off Facebook.
Oh, no way.
Really? Swear. And that was where the group where I found this fake vax card.
Woo!
Wow.
Just to get into a concert, but I was willing to go there. I understand why a lot of people would otherwise not.
Right.
So some of those things. Now, here else you could otherwise get thrombocytopenic purpura. Purpura is a sort of skin presentation. Arterial thrombolytic events and hemorrhagic events, which is bleeding. Could get cerebral venous thrombosis, shingles, hearing loss. This is where it starts to get crazy. Bell's palsy, adverse events, life-threatening, hospitalizations, and death.
Wow.
So I have seen various people I've known of friends. It's not just about whether or not they died from COVID. It's more about, are they still dealing with, and some of the patients that I'm seeing with long COVID, that's what they're getting told that it is. It's an accumulation of the spike protein.
Oh, man.
They're getting told, you know.
So they're still being lied to.
Right. Still. And then you get on all these, and then you go to the pain clinic, and then you go to this and that, and you spend a lot of money, and, you know.
Use up all your insurance, get dropped by your company.
And you go through the rigmarole. And instead, the reason I say all this is because I want to offer an alternative. And it's not, ooh, chiropractic, though that is a tremendous method for immune, endocrine, neurological, instructive, divine support.
Got a lot of good health benefits to it, yes.
It is this McCullough protocol who he has come out with, and they've found things that can help out with the spike protein and help out with the different mechanisms of the injuries from these vaccines,
basically. Well, there's different actual health supplements that they recommend. They recommend. We don't recommend anything. But I think one of them is called, what, nanokinase is one of the things that...
Natokinase.
Natokinase.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, can you read them up there?
Yeah, so you shared this... this image
those three
Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons from fall of 2023.
So that's doctors, right?
This is medical. It's just you have factions now.
It's not MSNBC. It's not CNN. This is doctors. Yeah. Anyway, they say
this is clinical rationale for SARS-CoV-2 base spike protein detoxification in post COVID-19 and vaccine injury syndromes by Peter A. McCullough, MD, MPH, and Cade Wynn. So,
the big three,
they got this up here, natokinase,
which is based off of the Japanese food, if anybody's heard of, with your anime, natto.
Oh.
Natto. What is that?
That is a form of Japanese soy-based food, and this is the enzyme kinase is associated with it.
It's okay. Important to differentiate Japanese soy from American soy. Am I correct, doctor?
Very well, maybe. I don't know that one.
So, yeah, the soy grown in fields around here is way different than...
If it's American GMO soy, I'd be careful.
I don't think that the Japanese are spraying Roundup on there.
I don't know. This is the one of the three that I'm not like, nah, I don't know where to get this right off the top of my head. The other two, let's go.
All right. Cure Cumin.
Curcumin, maybe.
Curcumin. What was it?
I think it could be pronounced curcumin. I've never been told an official.
All right.
That is in turmeric.
Okay.
That's a big time spike protein separating mechanism.
Something that you can use in your food.
Okay.
Turmeric is the big recommendation. Honest to God, just there's supplements, there's capsules, etc. But just throw some turmeric a couple times a week at least, if not daily, and some tea. Make a little gold tea type thing. Turmeric is literally might save your life.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Buy it at the store and put it in your food.
And then bromelain.
Now, this would be a true bros bro type of question. Who knows the secrets of what pineapple can do?
Make your sperm taste good.
I don't know from experience.
Whoa, dude.
That's what I've read on the internet
Jeez
as well.
Louise. Yeah.
That and B vitamins.
Yeah. So to some effect or beyond.
Well, I would imagine that fresh pineapple from Central America or South America or the tropics would be incredibly beneficial as opposed to what we get necessarily like in the can at the store.
Still. Yeah. You can't, because anything not fresh, it's not just that you lose protein, carb, fat. That's the only thing you don't lose. What you lose is the enzymes and the micronutrients.
The bacteria and the good stuff that helps our guts and our what we're supposed to live.
So bromelain is in pineapple. That's the key. So pineapple and turmeric. The anti-COVID special.
Sprinkle some turmeric on your pineapple and eat it.
It's tough stuff, you know. These are big topics and it's not easy to digest.
Well, there you go. If you've gotten injected and you need to
cleanse,
detoxify yourself, go get that. We'll share that. I'll share this image on Instagram when this show drops.
Yeah. We are not
it's not healthcare advice. No. It's
right.
Just
nope.
like, hey, consider this, look into this.
That's right. We're just sharing information.
That's, this is from McCullough himself.
Right there in our disclaimer.
And
right.
he shares it because 5.5 billion people.
Yeah, that's right? a lot.
Got that jab.
I mean, insane. This is a thing, maybe we didn't necessarily get into it completely, but it's too much into the weeds for most people that when you really want to understand the mechanisms, like here's an example. This is more his Kennedy's 2021 book rather than this 2023 about Wuhan. In 2021, he did one about Bill Gates, Fauci,
right.
et cetera, and just how evil this really is.
The real Fauci is the name of that, right?
The real Dr. Fauci.
And Fauci being responsible for the AIDS crisis. This is the into the weeds thing that's like tough. The same mechanism that the HIV virus uses to transmit and latch on is the spike protein.
That's wild. Here's
where did that come from and who was the only motherfucker that knew about it?
People don't realize how evil Dr. Fauci.
Same exact thing under the microscope.
But he's a good Catholic boy. We heard the clip. Yeah. They played it.
So New York. Don't believe everything you think.
Yeah. Or what they say.
Yeah.
Don't believe a damn thing.
The authorities have failed you.
Yeah, absolutely.
The authorities have failed you.
And who is your authority? That's what it really comes down to. Because what really is being missed is God.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the guy in the sky, you know, determining who gets into the pearly gates or not. It's how do you think your body heals day in and day out? What do you think sleep is for?
Right.
You know, all these things are like high level divine that you're just not thinking about day to day because you're too busy about complaining about showing up for work and following so and so on whatever the fuck.
Right. And watching your next Jersey Shore episode. Yeah. Yeah.
They're just so incredibly important.
Yeah.
That's what this is about.
Great points. Great points.
Take it seriously. Take your health seriously. Take everything on the news, not even with a grain of salt. I would go and do the opposite at this point.
Yeah. Whatever they tell you, and just go research. Yeah, do your own research. Yeah.
Yes.
It's not just maybe. It's like, oh, I know where to look exactly. If they say this is not what to do.
Right.
Like,
whatever.
That's probably the thing.
And I thought we were going to talk about the healing powers of cat purring.
Definitely probably Om, chanting Om, maybe.
I thought you'd said that, TP.
I said I read something about it and shared it with the doctor. Didn't say you were going to talk about it.
See, I'd rather be humming and moaning than shitting in a litter box.
Yeah, good point.
Before the show ends, the talk guys would like to remind everyone of the fear pushing, coercion, and bullying that happened in 2020 and 2021 by politicians and the mainstream media. Let us never forget what they forced upon us and our loved ones.
You are the unvaccinated. You are the problem. It is the unvaccinated who are the problem, period, end of story.
The only people that you can blame, the only people you can blame, this isn't shaming, this is the truth. Maybe they should be shamed, are the unvaccinated.
It's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular folks.
Anyone you came into contact with will blame you, as will the rest of us who have done the right thing by getting vaccinated.
Because frankly, we know that we can't trust the unvaccinated.
I think it's time to get our moral house in order, Anderson. It's the unvaccinated who are the threat.
All of us vaccinated folks are going to start wearing masks to protect the unvaccinated folks. It's called a Christian value.
You're basically punishing the vaccinated for the sins of the unvaccinated.
People are not behaving honorably. The unvaccinated are basically saying, well, it's open season for me. I can do whatever I want as well.
The unvaccinated are basically beating their breasts, running around the country saying, ha, we don't care. We're living free and so forth.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
The unvaccinated, a group that includes children and people acting like children. And the rest of us are starting to get pissed off.
The vaccinated feel the unvaccinated are making me upset or angry.
This is not about freedom.
or personal choice.
Well, my freedom is being kind of disturbed here. No, screw your freedom.
The other day, Howard Stern weighed in with a much different approach. Take a look.
When are we going to stop putting up with the idiots in this country and just say, you now, it's mandatory to get vaccinated? Their freedom.
But you're treading on our freedom and you're making other people sick, and really you're killing other people.
The anti-vaxxers, they seem to have a thing for death and home remedies.
The anti-maskers turned anti-vaxxers are not just putting their own lives at risk. If that was the issue, we could just say that we can watch them compete to win Placer's show in the Darwin Awards.
We have to start doing things for the greater good of society and not for idiots who think that they can do their own research.
And don't get me started on the lunatics who won't take any of the COVID vaccines.
Life is too short to be an ass. Life is way too short to be ignorant of the promise of something that is helping people worldwide.
Maybe you're doing it because you're disconnected or disorganized. Maybe you have some sympathetic psychological reasons, but maybe you're just being antisocial.
Oh, you can't shame them. You can't call them stupid. You can't call them silly. Yes, they are.
Those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price.
The unvaccinated should be taxed. They should pay more for health care.
We need to start looking at the choice to remain unvaccinated the same as we look at driving while intoxicated.
We're going
to
see, and I've said, almost two types of America.
Dr. Fauci said that if hospitals get any more overcrowded, they're going to have to make some very tough choices about who gets an ICU bed. That choice doesn't seem so tough to me. Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
Pointing back to the unvaccinated who are really creating a problem in this country, every death that we are seeing from COVID could have been prevented.
Literally, the only people dying are the unvaccinated. And for those of you spreading misinformation, shame on you. Shame on you. I don't know how some of you sleep at night.
This is even more disturbing and diabolical, knowing what injuries the vaccines have been causing people.
Well, Doc, is there anywhere that you would like to share, like social media, where people can find you?
I'd say look up Olympus Wellness. Olympus Wellness on Instagram, Facebook group. That's where we got our conversation and community.
Okay, that's Olympus, cool. Like spelled like Mount Olympus.
Olympus. Like, Olympus Wellness, as in Zeus and Poseidon.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'll share those in the description in the episode, too.
All right.
Yeah, much love, gang.
Yeah, this is thanks for coming on. This was amazing.
Yeah,
and
we're gonna have to do this again. Yeah. This is, I feel like.
Yeah, I'll be a regular.
Please. Yeah, absolutely.
So much to dive into, you know.
You would humble us.
Oh, it's all good. Yes, you bet.
All right. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can find us on Twitter,
X at Iowa Talk Guys.
YouTube and Rumble at Iowa Talk Guys.
And Instagram at Iowa Talk Guys _podcast, or go to iowatalkguys.com. Get a hold of us there. Please like, follow, subscribe, share.
Share.
Share this episode, especially if you know anybody that has an injection done in them. Share this with them.
Right.
Hopefully they listen. If they don't, at least you did your part of trying to help them out.
Best we can do at this point.
Exactly. So, always remember,
don't eat the yellow cake.
Don't eat the yellow snow.
If you listen to fools, the mob rules.
Don't believe everything you think.
There you
that's
go.
That's a really deep one.
That's, I think that's going to be the title of the show.
Don't believe everything you think.
Yeah, there we go. Nice.
That's it.
All right. Thanks, Doc. We really appreciate it.
On that note,
yep.
Iowa Talk Guys
out.
Hi. Good night, everybody.
Thank you very much. Very nice. Appreciate it.